Welcome to the Women Who Empower Quarterly Fireside Chat, a gathering where inspiring women come together to share their journeys, wisdom, and bold visions for the future. Hosted by myself, Dr. Alicia M. Strotter, Chief Editor of Women Who Empower Chronicle. This is more than a conversation. It's a movement to uplift, connect, and ignite the power within us all. So grab a seat, lean in, and let's embark on a transformative journey of empowerment and purpose. Welcome to the Women Who Empower Fireside Chat with Dr. Alicia and special guests Alex Bernstein and Maria Marino as we chat about panic, panties, and power. How these women turn an aha into a movement. So I'm super excited to have for our upcoming Women Who Empower Chronicle, the women and the owners of Panic Panties. And so with that, ladies, let's do a brief introduction of who you are, and then we'll go into some of the questions.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm Maria. I'm one of our co-founders. We could give you a quick synopsis of what Panic Panties is. We're a premium pair of underwear that is pre-washed and individually packaged and sold in convenient places for women on the go. So we wanted to bring a more premium option to drugstores, airports, hospitals, hotels, places where they may not even have underwear at all. And as we know, it's absolutely an essential for women on the go. So I'm so happy to be here.
Me too. I'm Alex, by the way.
Cool. So, you know, Panic Panties is such a vibe. What was the aha moment that sparked this brilliant idea for Panic Panties?
Yeah. Alex can take this one.
We were honestly out to dinner one night. Maria was visiting from out of town and our other co-founder was with us. And we were just kind of venting to each other about all these things that were coming up. I had forgot underwear from the gym that morning. So I was scrambling before work. Catherine Ann had run out of underwear and was traveling the next day. And Maria also had a whole slew of issues too. And so we were just kind of venting to each other and we're like, why can't you get a decent pair of underwear at a convenience store that's on every corner, open 24 hours a day? We get all our emergency essentials there, but you can't get a decent pair of underwear. So we're like, why don't we just create our own? That's how the idea was formed, honestly.
And whenever there's a void, you just create it, right?
Yeah, we just created. And Alex and I have always wanted to be entrepreneurs too. We come from very different backgrounds. I was in the magazine journalism space. She was a CPA. But the two of us were always talking about like, what can we create? And we're just like waiting for something that really made sense and that we loved. We didn't want to just like jump into business doing something that didn't matter. So we stumbled upon this need and you know, it was like kind of a two-prong approach. So one, being able to buy panic panties when and where you need them most. And then two, it's an amazing purse essential. So you can just stash it in your purse, your car, your desk, your luggage. So you always have a spare pair on you. These have fallen out of my bag before and you don't even know what it is. So it's like so nice just to have a pair that you could give to yourself or a friend in a time of need.
Love it. I love it. So let's make this a little, you know, fun here. How many women do you think you have rescued from a wardrobe issue when it came to panic panties? Let's be real. What's a number?
Wow. I think probably like over 100,000.
Yeah.
In terms of like units sold. And it's so funny because our brand is mostly sold in retail. So meaning like we don't always have that connection with our customers or going to our retail partners to purchase. So like, for instance, the other day we were working with another founder of a brand and she was like, I love panic panties. I order them off GoPuff. I've needed underwear in the morning, like after staying at my boyfriend's house so many times. And so there's all these moments that we really love when our customers actually tell us because we don't get that touch point with them. And there was another, we just got a message from somebody on social media the other day who said she was at the airport, her luggage got lost. She was running around the airport trying to find something that she could wear for underwear over 24 hours. And then she found us in IAH airport. I think that's Houston, Texas. Yes. Yeah. And at one of our Chibo Express airport stores. So yeah, we just, it's so cool to be able to really be there for women in a time of need. Yeah.
And I love that 100,000 women, right? 100,000, over 100,000. And then yeah, you grab these stories.
I would say over 100,000.
Yeah. So your brand's name screams fun, right? But it also whispers resilience. And so how do you blend both in your journey? Because that's kind of important, right?
Resilience is everything as a small business owner. I mean, truly, I think like the one we always come back to this word. And I think what determines whether somebody's successful versus not successful is just that resilience and not giving up, because really, really, really hard things happen all the time. And so both us, you know, to us as the founders, but also to our customers, like life is always going to throw something at you. And we say we like to give women the tools, not rules, to live their most on the go lives and to help them during life's oh crap moments. So yeah, it's just like, it may just seem like a pair of underwear, but when you're desperate for one, when you got your period at work, when you stayed at a guy's house and all you want is to feel refreshed the morning after, when, you know, you forgot a pair to go to the gym in the morning and you need a pair to go to work, like we are there with you. And in that moment of panic, and we say we panicked so you don't have to.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah. We want to give you one less thing to have to worry about and just make your life easier.
Yeah. And here's the thing. This is a conversation that people never really have. Well, women, right? I mean, who wants to tell another friend, girl, I left my panties at home or something, right? I mean, you just have to think about it. This is something that is well needed, because you don't hear the conversations around it, but you know it's needed. So with that, let's talk a little bit about what's the most empowering message you've heard from a customer. I know you mentioned one, but give me a few more of what women have said that was so empowering.
Yeah, there's so many. The one that comes to mind is somebody that was serving in the military, was overseas, and she was ordering from us and just said, you don't understand, this makes such a difference to know that I have like these little packets of underwear in my backpack, no matter what I'm getting into, no matter how dirty or filthy I am or whatever I'm going through, like, and just the idea that we've got your back. There's so many in terms of like women, especially with IBS or endometriosis, gallbladder. We've heard so many women who get their gallbladders removed and you kind of lose control of some of your bowel movements sometimes. Women that had just gotten C-sections or had babies, they'll be like, your underwear, not even just for a moment of panic, but they're like, these are the most comfortable underwear I own and the only ones that I can really wear during this time. So the stories go on and on.
Yeah, and these stories are very empowering, because if you have a personal medical issue, you know, this is something that, wow, this is really make me feel secure now. Because again, 100%. You can't really share that either, you know, when it becomes a medical issue, but panic panties to the rescue.
We want to be talking about these things.
Yes.
Because every woman has had a moment in their life where they've needed a fresh pair of underwear on the go. And we liken it to a tampon or a chapstick. It's like, we want you to be able to look at your friend and be like, hey, do you have a pair of panic panties? Like, it's just normal. We all go through things, whether we say like sweaty Betty's in the summer or you run out of clean laundry. It doesn't have to be this big embarrassing thing. And like, we're all there with, you know, we're all there together. And I think the beautiful thing about the landscape of like feminine hygiene brands these days and women owned brands is like, we're opening the conversations to these things that maybe were once super embarrassing. And now we're like, no, this is like traumatic, maybe a little, but also like super funny. Right. And like, here's a solution to make your day easier. Like, we're all there laughing with you.
Yeah.
You know, I work out a lot. It's just like, I put like towel and all this other stuff in my gym bag, put a pair of panic panties in there too. Yeah. I have wipes, the body, you know, you have all that stuff in your gym bag. Why not have a pair of panic panties in there?
Yeah. I forgot many panties in my day going to the
Because you're rushing and it happens. And yeah.
And that's like the one thing that you can't borrow from somebody else either. Yeah. Like, it's truly. Well, yeah. And if the stores are closed, it's just underwear should be sold everywhere. Our underwear should be sold everywhere that like a tampon is sold. I believe we strongly believe for women on the go. And, you know, like, of course you could pack a pair of underwear for the gym, but just keep one of these that's sealed and tucked away for the days that you forget. So it's always your backup pair. Yes. Our packaging is also resealable. So that's for like your soiled pair. So, you know, if you stain your undies, have a leak, whatever it is, you could just reseal them, take them home and wash them. You don't have to throw them away.
Oh, I love that. You know, so let's talk about, you turn panic into a powerhouse, right? What advice do you have for women doing the same in life or business? You turn panic into a powerhouse. That's powerful in itself. Yeah. So what advice will you give women doing the same in life or business?
I think women in here, like, we are all powerhouses. Mm-hmm. The things that women are able to handle, it's especially as we're getting older and we're seeing our friends have babies and everything that they're managing on top of like successful careers or their own businesses, like women are powerhouses. And so we're trying to take the panic out of their everyday because there's going to be a million fires. Yes. And if this is one less thing that they have to worry about. So I think that really just goes into like our branding and everything that we do when it comes to being entrepreneurs, like,
yes.
I mean, there's so much advice that we could give, of course, and we're always receiving because we're still so in the thick of it all. But I think like the resilience, the being passionate about your mission.
And actually not panicking. Like,
oh, love that. And not panicking. Yes.
You really, when you panic, like you don't find solutions. And
love that.
We are constantly in situations where you might panic or want to panic, but really kind of taking a step back and a deep breath and allowing the calm really helps get you through the panic. Yes. And find solutions.
Yeah,
that's something that I learned from Alex because I panic a lot. she's always like okay, she actually gets like excited about obstacles because she's like, okay, this is the time, problem solve, we got this. And it's really, really nice to be able to take a step back and be like, okay, I'm going to figure it out. This is going to be hard, but I'm going to take a breath and try and, you know, work through it. I think something else that's been so huge for us and for women, even non-business owners, is community. Our female founders and friends that we've met at events and through other brands that we're partnering with are just like, I truly don't know if we could do it without them. We had a friend of ours that owns a skincare beauty company, shout out to Daybird.
Yes.
And they, she hopped on a call to help us go over like an investor deck yesterday and just spent like an hour and a half out of her day to help us review. We have women always just trying to build us up and support each other. And that's how we found like the majority of our connections too, is through like other women owned groups or businesses. And it really makes all the difference. And just when you're helping somebody else, but it all comes back around and they, you know, ends up helping you as well.
Yeah. Shout out to women empowerment, right? Supporting one another. And I like the fact that you ladies really do balance one another, right? You know, you have one, panic one. So, well, let's take this as a moment, step back and look at this as an opportunity for growth and learning. So with that, running a business isn't always lacy or lovely, right? What's one tough moment you've turned into a triumph? And we all have them. Well, we kind of talked a little bit about that. So we all have those moments.
Oh my gosh, we have so many. And honestly, the hard part of that question is which one do we talk about? I think the one that comes to mind might be the one that's popping into Alex's head too, but we launched in 150 Walgreens and Duane Reade stores about 2 years ago. And we created a brand new line for them, which is our Panic Panties Essentials line. These are now at 5,000 CVS stores across the country. But at that time, it was like our first real big retail chain. And so we just got a huge shipment of inventory. We were about to pack our displays to ship them out to the retailer within a month. And when the product arrived, we realized that our packaging, we used a new sustainable packaging that we haven't tried before. It wouldn't open. And normally our packaging is like tear to open. So it opens easily. It's on the go. Like you need to be able to open it. And it had no perforation. So we literally could not open it. We were tearing at our teeth. We couldn't open it without a scissor. We were like trying to rip into it. And
it's not ideal for an on the go item.
No. And we're like, we're trying to help women out. We don't want to stress them out more by getting these undies and not being able to open them.
Like, I need my panties.
I know. So we panicked. And then Alex was like, okay, well, we're not selling them like this. And that, I think that that's, I'm so proud of us because there's so many times where you could take a shortcut or not problem solve and just get something out there and just like, be like, oh, everybody will figure it out. And really this business is a reflection of who is we are as people and as consumers and what we would want for ourselves. So we take a lot of pride in the quality. And so Alex was like, okay, let's problem solve. So we got these hand perforation tools. And we perforated, 13,000 units over like 4 days. I flew to the East Coast. We had Alex's mom. From
California. Like we just, my mom joined, like my husband joined one day, took off from work. We like hired some task rabbits and just like did this for like 4 or 5 days straight.
13,000. Like fulfillment
center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
13,000. It was wild. And we did it. And we got them out in time. And we're still in Walgreens and Duane Reade's across the country, majority in New York. But yeah, it's just, that was just one thing. But like
operational nightmares. Yeah. But yeah, so many things.
It feels like every day there's something that
it's
goes wrong.
It's always a test.
Yes. That's good. It's a test.
Yeah.
It's the test to say, are you really in or are you just ready to quit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How bad do you want it?
Yes. And the minute you say, I'm going to solve this problem. And then the minute you solve that problem, the next day something, and you go, here we go again, right? Do I have to put my boxing gloves on here, right? So it's never ending, but it's okay.
It's okay. And we think of it as like preparation too, because we want to build this brand into something really big and beautiful and leading the way in like a new type of product on the market. And so if we want to build a big business, we need to know how to handle these things ourselves before we can scale to that size or help other people overcome them or have people that are working for us. Right now, it's just the two of us full time, which is nuts. Like we don't have any full time employees, but one day when we do, we need to be able to learn from the lessons so that we could teach others. Yeah,
which makes sense, small and mighty and powerful. So if Panic Panties had a motto for women everywhere, what would it be?
A motto. Wow, this is good. I mean, there were so many like little sayings that we say. Mm-hmm. We say like, never be without a pair is our tagline, which obviously is very specific to our brand. Yeah. But I think we say we don't panic. We panic so you don't have to.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
I think like a motto, just a general life motto we would give women.
Yeah.
Like, I would say like, crap's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, just like keep going. I'm trying to think of something that'd be like witty and like funny and related to our brand, but like life is going to throw so many things at you and you are so much more capable than you think. And Alex, do you have something?
No, it's just, I don't know. I think it's more like about our customer and who we attract and just really being, I mean, I don't know if this is like a motto. It's not mottos. They're all just like kind of things that we represent.
Yes.
And you've kind of said them all.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah. And to know like you're not alone. Like for everything one woman, it's funny because it's like an Instagram and TikTok trend, but it's like, oh, I've never had like an experience just me. Like we've all experienced the same thing. Even when you feel very alone or like in the depths of like the craziest, most stressful day and all this stuff happened, like women just take on so much more and it's always going to kind of be chaotic, but just knowing that we're all in there with you and like infusing humor into whatever you can. I think we just like always want to make women laugh because laughing is like the greatest release. And then to know like you're not alone, breathe through it. We're all kind of in this together.
You know, I think
so. Not a motto, but like that's just kind of how we think of women as like our customer is us.
Yeah,
like
exactly. Yeah,
every day is you never know what it's going to bring.
And I think what I love about it is, and you both said it, is just we all women, right? And we all go through something. It's just what has happened is we are afraid to say something, and so now it's more in the open to be comfortable and talking about it. And now we're making things more aware. Awareness for everyone and knowledge wise and then product wise as well. And then you feel like, oh, okay, she's done that. I've done that. Okay, this is all normal. You know, so it's not isolated here.
No, No. And I think that's the beautiful thing about building a community. And that's one of our greatest missions, is to keep building our community, and so that other women, you know, they could come to our Instagram and not just learn about our product, but feel like seen and feel heard and feel entertained.
Yes. Yes. So my next question is, who are the women who inspire you to keep pushing, even when things get messy, whether it is, you know, emotionally or literally, who are the women that keep you inspired?
For me, it was always like other entrepreneurs. So like Sarah Blakely was always a big one.
Yes.
Just like her story. Like she just like feeds positive energy. Yes. And resilience and mindset and just like the ultimate success story of just like powering through. Mm-hmm. And so she was always like an inspiration to me and other female entrepreneurs, but that one stands out in particular for me. What about you, Maria?
Yeah, I would say, I do want to say something about Sarah, but I'll say my mom is probably for
me. Your mom too, for me.
Yeah. So my mom, she works in the apparel industry, but not underwear, like something totally different. But she was just like so supportive of us from the very beginning. We were like, when we were creating our first panties in New York at like a small sample room, she was running around the city. I was at that point, I lived in Chicago. So she was running around the city with Alex.
I would leave my job in the middle of like the day, disappear for 2 hours and meet her in the fashion district. And we would shop around for lace and
different fabric. At that time, we had just one style, one lace style. And she's just been like our biggest supporter. I mean, if you walk into her office at work, it is as if it's a panty panties office. She has our display, she has our panties. She's always giving them out and asking people to follow us. I mean, she's just like, and she's been through so much in her own life, and she's just like the breadwinner and the boss of our family. And on top of like raising me and a child with special needs. So she's just like a warrior.
Yeah.
And so I think I always look to her. But with Sarah Blakely, she was always Alex's. And then I learned about her and was like, wow, this woman is incredible. And I met her at an event last year. And it's so funny because I was nervous to talk to her. And I was saying, she, you know, she started her new brand Sneaks, and she was saying how the manufacturers that she's working with, like, it's so hard to get like, especially like men to like respect and like to want to work in this, you know, the same way. So like there's just like sometimes a little bit stuck in old ways, and it's just like it's hard to work with manufacturers in general. And I was like, wow, I cannot believe that you as like this icon are still having trouble like getting people to believe in you and believe in your product, whereas like we went through the same thing. We had a manufacturer in the Dominican at one point, and wonderful like people, but the men that ran the factory just did not respect us. And they said some things where they were putting like the wrong size garment in the wrong size bag, and like the measurements were all off. We had to fly there twice during COVID to sort through the inventory ourselves because it was all wrong. And this was like right when we launched. And so, I mean, that's another nightmare story. But we said to these men, and we were like, not to hate on men, there's plenty of great ones out there too, but absolutely, just sometimes being a woman in this business and working with bigger manufacturers, we've seen that can be an obstacle. So we said, we're having a quality issue. And they go, no, it's an expectations issue. So they thought we were expecting too much by wanting our product to meet the agreed upon quality standards. And we had to walk away at that point. And that's so scary as a small business. And we're like, we don't know how we're going to manufacture, but we will not be working with these people. And lo and behold, through a connection, we found our current manufacturer, and they're fantastic in Cambodia and just like the most wonderful people, most beautiful product. It's really cool.
Wow. No, it's an expectation issue. No, it's a quality control here.
And I was just like, oh my God. One thing that's interesting that we've noticed, not to like change the subject, but like with, you know, even successful companies, they go through these obstacles too.
Yes.
And like they don't, these obstacles don't go away. Right. I wish they did when you like get big, but they don't. And it's funny because now I order products from various places and I notice the like production quality issues come up sometimes. And I'm like, wow, this like billion-dollar company experiences this. Like, okay, this is comforting. Like, we're not alone in this, and our product doesn't have to be absolutely perfect. Like, we just notice these things, but it's just interesting how even being a huge company, you still might have those obstacles and things that are just, like, out of your control.
Yeah. So really what we're saying, it doesn't matter how much money you have, right?
No, it's just like, it's these are just things in production that are always going to happen. You could do your best to, of course, like getting away from a factory that's not producing good things. Like, obviously that's in your control, but there's always going to be a little bit of variation and just like the normal ops, what we're experiencing is normal. And not only is it normal, but it doesn't matter who you are. It's just part of business sometimes. So it's comforting. Especially the two of us are perfectionists. So this stuff like really keeps us up at night. So it's just nice to know that it's just part of the process.
So what's one thing every woman should keep in her emergency kit besides fabulous undies?
Yeah, I think we are always keeping good wipes. They're little like wipes that you could keep in your bag. We're a big fan of that brand. I have this new lip stain that I'm obsessed with, but I can't remember the name of the company, but you can put it on and it dries and then you peel it off and the color stays on your lips like all day. So that is, I need like some sort of lip color. Always headphones, because you never know when you're going to need to take a call or like going for a walk or whatever. I'll like pop in meditation music. Sorry, Alex, what were you going to say?
Tums. Tums is always in my
mind. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Tums is a big one. And then I've been keeping this. And then I think as women, like anything for safety is really important. I have one of these things on my keychain.
So cute.
My dog is currently snoring under us. So
why? You're so cute.
She's just got to have the attention, right? She was under the desk doing well until now.
I love it. She wants to be a part of the combo. Exactly.
She's like, who are you talking to?
She's so cute.
Thank you.
So cute.
I like those wipes. So before we go to this last question, is there anything coming up the pipeline that you guys are working on?
Yeah, we, so many things that we're working on right now. A couple of the smaller things are like just building out, like we just launched on Amazon. And so building up like our direct to consumer presence on our website. We have so many people buying from us in retail, and then, you know, they were offering our panties out of the packaging online. So if they just love them, and they want to restock, they could come to our website. And our underwear, we haven't touched on this, but it's really like premium fabrics. They're free of toxins and chemicals. Right. Pre-washed. They have an antimicrobial cotton lining. It's really like a premium pair of underwear. But I think the biggest thing that's happening right now is we're launching, by the time this episode comes out, it'll be news, but we're launching a new style at CVS in almost 3,000 CVS stores across the country. And it is the first ever thong sold at CVS. And it is a microfiber body with a lace waistband. Beautiful. We custom make all of this. It is gorgeous. It's so soft. It's so stretchy. Right now we have our bikini sold at CVS. And so it's a black bikini like this, which is awesome. But we know that, you know, I'm a thong girly. So we are so excited to offer the first thong at CVS. And it's by the Hair and Fashion Accessories set. But like the fashion tape and different things like that. So we're preparing for launch right now. And we're thrilled.
That's exciting. I mean, yes. I mean, just, you probably didn't think of all of this, right? So how is it really hitting you at this moment, right?
Do you know what? It's so funny because like, I think you just get a little immune to it because like you're so in it every day and you're growing like little, it takes so long for these things to happen. Like, you know, we came up with this idea probably 2018. I mean, it took like 2 years to kind of figure out what the branding was and how to. So it's just like, but I always try and envision, I'm like, okay, Maria, if you're like 2019 Maria looking at this sold on a CVS shelf, like that is the craziest thing. I just think sometimes it's hard to like it's hard to let it sink in because we're so focused on like what we could be doing better and the next move. But I really think, I mean, it's,
you got to celebrate the moment. Like that's something you have to do. Sometimes you really have to like celebrate the moment, the every little win, because everything is, otherwise you don't, you can't enjoy it as much because you're constantly chasing the next thing. And that's necessary, but also it's good to just like have a moment for like, holy crap, we are actually like
that's that, huge.
This is a dream account for us.
This is like why we started the company. This is the fact that we're sold in 5,000 CVS stores is honestly like we both cried the first time we saw it. There's so many moments of you know, like
taking it doesn't get old going into a store and seeing it on the shelf. I'll tell you that. It's like an instant.
It's it's really like it's very, very, very cool. And we're just like so grateful to have gotten here and excited for what's next. We really want to expand in the airport space. So if anybody out there knows Hudson News, we are always trying to get their attention. We just, it's a no-brainer. We have people, we are already sold in some airports, but it's just like so necessary in every single airport. So I think that's a big initiative of us, of ours, especially in like hotels, anything travel related too.
Are you guys in O'Hare Airport?
No, not here. I wish.
Let me see what I can do.
We'll connect with some people. Oh my God, we would love to be
Yeah. We both lived in Chicago for a period of time. So like O'Hare is like a staple airport for us.
Also, did we ever send you samples? I'm sorry, I can't remember.
No, we haven't. You haven't.
Okay, we need to get you some.
Yeah, because I have some more ideals. This is all great stuff. But before we end this part of, I have one last question and I want you guys to finish this sentence when I say it. A resilient woman is like panic panties
because they can keep going no matter what life throws their way. You know, it's like, does it matter what happens in your day? You change your undies into your panic panties and you keep going.
Love it.
That's
perfect. What about you, Alex? You have to give me one.
I was going to say they bounce back because like our panties are the stretchiest. Like women like always bounce back and so do our panties.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love that.
That's really good. That's good.
And I really want to add this piece too. I thought that was going to be my life because this is really important too. Let's talk a little bit about philanthropic, you know, because that's how I want to connect this story as well. And that's always important to me as well. So let's, because that needs to be in writing what you guys are doing for helping, whether it's, you know, women foundations or charitable. I know when we first talked, you guys did a lot for the fires in LA. So let's get that, you know, recorded as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's giving back to women is a huge part of our business. And I think these days a brand needs to stand on so much more than just providing a product, even though it's providing a product that's helping women. Like we really want to be able to give back in other ways. So in addition to sustainable packaging and better for you fabrics, we donate to women in need via the Undies Project. And they are a 501c3 women owned that provide underwear to people in need. So we are donating to them quarterly. And then we're always like, we get a ton of like events that people will reach out about asking if we could donate undies or add to a raffle. We sent out over 1,000 pairs of underwear for the fires in LA for those women to help restock their underwear drawers. We drove around donating underwear and other items and clothing items around LA. Since people didn't have addresses. So we're always, it kind of ebbs and flows depending on like what the biggest need is at the time, but the Undies Project is consistent for us.
Yeah. And underwear is one of the most under donated, but like most needed products. So I didn't know that when we like first started this. So I was, it was exciting when we found them and could partner with them and find a way to like contribute to whatever we're able to do. And of course, as we grow, we're excited to make more of an impact, but they are fantastic partners and we're really proud to be a part of their mission.
Perfect. Love it. So where can people find you? So tell us the website and then let's say all the stores again, anything you want to share as we close out.
Awesome. People can find us on panicpanties.com. We're also sold on Amazon now. Our 4-pack bundles are on Amazon. We're, in terms of retail, which is our biggest presence, CVS in 5,000 stores. Please look out for our new thong. You're going to be obsessed. Are the bikinis insanely amazing too? And that's by the hair and fashion accessories in the store, not by the underwear. So just want to make sure that that's clear. Cool. Yeah. Cause it's, you know, like fashion essentials, versus like some of the older, like hosiery and archaic kind of like stuff that's been in the store forever. It's a more exciting section, but, we're also on GoPuff for delivery, which is great. And you can DoorDash us from CVS too. Chibo Express airport stores, and as well as like many boutiques and independent shops across the country. We have a store locator on our website, so they could check that out.
Love it. This has been great, ladies. I love this. Panic panties. We all need them.
Thank you so much. This was such a fun interview. I loved your questions. You really like, I'm going to be thinking about some of them afterwards and be like, shoot, I should have like, that would have been a better response to that. But I love Alex's bouncing back. I think that was
and perfect. Then she had the panties right there. It was great. I loved it. Thank you for joining us at the Women Who Empower Quarterly Fireside Chat. Together, we've shared stories, sparked ideals, and strengthened our community of trailblazing women. Keep the fire burning by staying connected and continuing the conversation. Until next time, remember, your voice, your story, and your dreams hold the power to inspire and uplift the world. See you at our next Fireside Chat.